Good day, everyone. The essence of this is to lecture you on the requirements that may help you in writing your research proposal for the grant. Importantly, the first thing to do is to choose a topic that is researchable, a topic that is focused, a topic that is within the theme, and a topic that is not ambiguous. That should be the first thing to do. After you have chosen your topic, then write the background to the study. Tell us the background of the study, what we are expected to know. After which you write your statement of the problem. What exactly is the problem you want to research on? Whatever topic you choose, you should be able to convince the audience or the examiners what problem is. In other words, you need to problematize the problem, that despite all the effort being done on this particular topic, yet this problem continues to exist. You need to tell us that. Then set your research questions, probably between 3 to 5 research questions, and all these research questions should be translated to objectives of study. Then write the significance of study. Why is your study important? 1, to fill gap in literature, to advance in knowledge on that particular area, for methodological advancement, theoretical and methodological advancement, and also tell us how your study, whom your study will benefit, the organization, government, schools. Tell us the relevance of your study to development. Thereafter, those concepts in your topic, operationalize those concepts. Tell us how you want to use those concepts and limit yourself to what you can use. That should form the first part of your research proposal. The second part should be literature review and theoretical orientation. Tell us, first of all, review the concepts in your topic. As many concepts and your topics, you are expected to review literature on each concept. And in the end, enlighten us how you want to use those concepts in your study. Then we move on to literature review, empirical literature review to be precise. Be mindful that empirical literature is done according to the objective of study. If you have 5 objectives, it is expected that you do empirical literature review. And when you are doing empirical literature review, arrange them chronologically. Arrange each journal chronologically during the literature review, empirical literature review. After which you move on to summary of literature review. In other words, what exactly did you find out from those literature review? What are the gaps you want to fill? Please kindly tell us the gap you want to fill, because there must be gap. You have to identify gaps you want to fill. And the third part now is a method of data collection. Method of data collection. Start with research design. What type of research design do you want to use? Is it exploratory research design? Is it descriptive research design? Or is it experimental research design? any of the design that you choose, you need to explain why that particular research design is chosen. Move on to study population. Please, what is your study population? You need to tell us your study population precisely. That is why your target audience, whether it is group of people, or individual, or companies. Tell us your study population. Then study location. Where do you want to get your information from? Please be precise. Why it is not possible to study the whole of Lagos State or any state in Nigeria? Be specific on the number of states, properly states, or local governments, number of local governments you want to use in any particular state of your choice. Then move on to sample and sampling size. As I said earlier, why it is not possible to study the whole population? There is need for you to take a sample, then explain in details how you want to choose your sample from the population size. How do you want to choose your sample from population size? If you are using formula, explain the formula to us. If you are doing purposively, explain it to us. But you need to justify why you are choosing that sample size. From there, you move on to method of data collection. We know there are different methods of data collection. Most importantly, we have quantitative method of data collection and qualitative method of data collection. If you are going to use the two, that means you want to triangulate it. First, you talk about quantitative method of data collection. How many copies of questionnaire you want to distribute? You have gotten your sample size already. How do you want to distribute those copies of questionnaires? What methods do you want to use for the distribution? All this must be clearly stated. Then you move on to qualitative method of data collection. Qualitative method, be precise how many key interview you want to use, how many in-depth interview, how many case studies, or how many focus group discussion do you want to conduct. Be specific. Be specific of number of IDI, KII, FGD or case study, or you want to use. Please be specific. Then you move on to reliability and validity of research instruments. How do you want to achieve your reliability, and how do you want to validate your research instrument? This must be properly stated, after which you move on to method of data analysis. Explain in details how you hope to analyze the data. Lastly, ethical consideration. Tell us how you want to achieve the ethical consideration. And do not forget to write your references, please. Use APA 6 for your references. Thank you very much.